Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Alongside producer Michael Remus and analyst Richard Pollock, I'm your host, Drew Mandel, as the Winnipeg Jets have just defeated the Dallas Stars by a 4-2 margin this evening. Richard, this is the game the Jets entering. Certainly not at full strength without Blake Wheeler in the lineup, without Matthew Perreault in the lineup. The Stars, on their hand, without Tyler Seguin in the lineup. Given the standings, given where everything was entering to tonight's game, this was a must-win game for the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, 100%, Drew, must-win game. You got St. Louis and LA coming up. You have a bunch of teams playing tonight, and the Jets fortunate more than not on the out-of-town scoreboard with Vancouver winning, but Calgary and Minnesota both losing clean. You had to beat Dallas. Dallas is out of it. But Dallas had its heart broken against Detroit with the abdicator, you know, no call in front of the net. Obviously, that was a tough loss. They lose in overtime, and I believe they lost the game after that. So,
yeah, well, they lost to Minnesota on Sunday night.
That's
they had, I think, a 1-0 lead entering the third period of Minnesota and gave up six unanswered goals.
They lost 6-2. So, I mean, Dallas is done.
Yeah.
And they played today's game kind of like they were done, aside from a pretty spirited second period. So the Jets had to win, and the Jets did win. Was it impressive? No. I don't think the Jets particularly played well. And I don't think they were particularly hard to play against. And if the Jets play like that the rest of the way, they may be hard-pressed to make the playoffs. But if you can say that and still get the 2 points in the National Hockey League, you'll take it, and you'll deal with the consequences later.
Absolutely. The Jets opened the scoring at the 5:05 mark of the first period, something they probably had to do tonight to really, you know, really prevent Dallas from thinking that they were going to be in this game. Brian Little, his 24th of the year, assist to Mark Scheifele and Andrew Ladd. It comes on the power play. It's a fortunate bounce for the Jets. Little, you know, it's a knuckler shot, and it deflects in off Alex Goligoski.
Yeah, it's a play where the puck comes over to Tobias Enstrom on the half boards where Matthew Perreault had been, you know, become accustomed to playing on a pretty proficient power play when Perreault was on there. Enstrom turns the puck over, actually, and the puck kind of pops into the slot.
Yeah.
Mark Scheifele is opportunistic and makes a nice play here. Not only does he identify where the puck is and does he get there first, he makes a nice backhand pass to Little on his off wing. Little fires it, and as you mentioned, fortuitous bounce off of Goligoski, originally given to Ladd in the building, but it looked pretty apparent, and eventually, obviously, that was corrected, that it was a shot by Little off of Goligoski and in the net. So you'll take the bounce, and 1-0. But a good play by Scheifele there. Smart play.
And also a nice play by Dustin Byfuglien to keep the puck in at the blue line on a difficult clearing attempt where you have to be, you know, Byfuglien's a good player. I mean, we know him.
Yeah, you know, second, third period, he was the best player on the ice.
Yeah. And,
for the Jets.
And this was a nice play, nifty play, eye-hand coordination to keep the puck in at the blue line to keep the possibility going. Little didn't get a ton on the shot, but like I said, you know, sometimes it's not how hard you shoot it, it's the bounce you get.
Yeah, you get a bounce. He's been getting the bounces this year. He was the best player on the ice in the first period, I thought.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Dallas tied it up at the 12-minute mark of the second period. Eric Cole with his 18th of the year assisted Jason Spezza. And we'll talk about this goal. Let's talk about the Jets' performance in the first 15 minutes of period number two, where they didn't get a shot until just about 5 minutes to go in the second period.
Yeah, they were just out. They didn't touch the puck too much. And Dallas, a team that makes plays, Dallas has some flaws. I mean, they're not particularly physical. They're not hard to play against because they're not physical. It's not the only reason you have to be hard to play against, but that's one of the reasons. And Dallas was making plays, and the Jets really weren't getting in the way. So Dallas was moving their feet, and the Jets weren't. On this play, Tyler Myers makes a between-the-legs pass. I mean, the pass is on Brian Little's tape, but it's into traffic, and it's not a suicide pass and that Little's going to get lined up, but it's a pass setting Little up for a turnover. And so that's where, you know, you talk about turnover, who causes a turnover. I mean, Brian Little turns it over, and maybe you want him to make a quicker decision to fire it off the boards, but the real turnover to me is the pass by Myers to Little in a position where he can't make a play. The puck is tipped off of Little. He gets his pocket picked by Jason Spezza, who has good hands, and Spezza makes a nice pass on the weak side to Eric Cole, who's on the left wing, and Cole puts it off the post in it. So, you know, what you want Tyler Myers there doing, Drew, is just get the puck off the boards or keep the puck on the outside.
Sure.
He threw into traffic in a high traffic area, and a guy who's has to go in his backhand. It's a very difficult play. You know, it's an easier play for Little on the right side. He's on the left side there. Mm-hmm. And the turnover leads to a goal. I mean, tonight's game was a sloppy game, Drew. The goals were essentially, even the first goal we just mentioned was kind of a product of a turnover that just popped up. Mm-hmm. A nice play by Scheifele. But the goals tonight weren't the product of terrific skill plays. They were the products, and I know there's a few posts for Dallas, but they were the products of mistakes. And middle teams, and the Jets are one of those teams, although I think better, they're certainly better than Dallas, and they've been more of an upper echelon middle team, I think, this year. You know, some of their games are built off of mistakes more so than just a skill play.
Absolutely. Like, as I mentioned, the Jets didn't get a shot on goal until there was about 5 minutes to go.
You know, they were fortunate to not be down. You know, Curtis McKenzie has a great 2-on-1 opportunity, puts the puck off of the post.
That's right.
And he doesn't put the puck off the post on that 2-on-1. It's a 2-1 game, and maybe Dallas leaves here with a victory. But, you know, he was able, you know, the Jets got some fortuitous bounces, and you know, there have been some bounces the other way this year, and those all...
they all even out at the end of the year. But, yeah, like you said, that 2-on-1 opportunity for Dallas where they don't capitalize. The Jets, a couple minutes later, finally get their first shot on goal. It's a shot by Adam Lowry. Then he gobbles up his own...
yes, he does.
His own rebound and goes backhand, forehand, and very nifty, puts it past Enroth from in tight. It's 2-1 Jets. Assist to Adam Pardy on this play.
Yeah, I mean, again, so we talk about mistakes and why goals are caused. And so Alex Goligoski is a defenseman for Dallas. He's on the left side of his own zone on the boards. And Goligoski has to read the situation. And by that, I mean, okay, you identify Jets are on change, partial change at least. A couple guys have gone off to the bench. Okay? So why do you force the puck blindly up the boards when there's a Jet there, when if you make a pass back to your defensive partner, and I don't particularly remember who it was, but I'll be able to make get a quick... Klingberg. It was Klingberg because they screwed up later too. If he makes a backhand pass,
John Klingberg, not Carl Klingberg.
If he makes a backhand pass, to John Klingberg, either Lowry forechecks on the play or backs up into their trap and waits till the rest of the Jets get out there. Instead, he fires it up the boards for no particular reason, not identifying the situation in the game. The puck is kept in, and then he tries to compensate for the fact that Lowry gets the puck. And for whatever reason, drifts over to John Klingberg's side of the ice, leaving Lowry essentially unmolested in front, and he's able to capitalize on his own rebound. Now, good play by Lowry, smart play, going to the net, fault, you know, not skating by the net, all that stuff.
Nice hands, yeah.
Nice hands, good backhand, forehand, all that good. But a mistake again.
Sure.
Smart defenseman, that play never happens. Credit, though, to the Jets for capitalizing.
Yeah, 2-1 after 40 minutes. Jets, you know, probably have to feel as though they're quite fortunate to have the lead after the 40 minutes because they were outplayed so dramatically.
They were fortunate, for sure.
Yeah, through the first 15 minutes of the second period.
And, you know, Drew, when that happens, the third period is a lot easier for the Jets. They come in there, we haven't played well, we can take the lead. Dallas, we blew an opportunity. And that's really how the third period played out.
Exactly right. Dustin Byfuglien gives the Jets a 2-goal lead. It comes at the 5:10 mark. Mm-hmm. Beautiful pass from Jacob Trouba to send Byfuglien in on the breakaway.
Beautiful pass for Jacob Trouba. Jacob Trouba played a good game. Best game, I thought, in probably his past five tonight. Joined the rush when he needed to. Took the man when he needed to. Colton Sevier, I think that's how you pronounce it. I always get that wrong.
Sevier. Potato, potato.
In any event, he comes up the ice and just... you know, you call in tennis an unforced error. It was just an unforced turnover. He lost the puck. And coaches will tell you, and again, Sevier is a guy who like, makes some plays. He didn't try and dangle a guy and lose the puck on some kind of fancy move. He just lost the puck.
Yeah.
And coaches will tell you, turnovers at the blue line will kill you. That's why turnovers at the blue line kill you, because he turns it over. Trouba gets the puck.
I should point out, at the Jets' blue line.
The Jets' blue line.
The defensive blue line.
And that's
line.
What I'm talking about, the offensive blue line, when you're trying to get the puck in deep. And I don't mind that he tries to make a play. He just loses the puck. Trouba gets the puck, identifies Byfuglien immediately streaking between, and I'm not going to pronounce his name right,
Jokipaka.
And Trevor Daly.
Yeah.
And you know, Jokipaka is not the best skater. Daly's a good skater, but Byfuglien gets there. Byfuglien skates and gets there, puts the D, goes backhand. And that's a great read by Byfuglien to know where to go and have the angle to be able to get the breakaway. And a great pass by Trouba to pass it to a place where they weren't going to be able to get it. So great execution by two of the three stars tonight in the building. But again, what is the product of the goal? What causes a goal?
A mistake. Yeah. Okay. It was 3-1 at that point in time. Really, the remainder of the third period, the next 10 minutes of the third period were as uneventful as you're going to find.
You know, the game is over, too. Dallas is done. And
right.
They'll be making some trades here, I think. And we'll see trade deadline day, and we'll obviously our preview show on Saturday. We'll talk about Dallas being a seller more than anything. And Jim Nill was in the building tonight. It appeared, at least, walking by the room there. And I would anticipate he'd be fairly active in terms of not rebuilding, a huge rebuilding, but a few guys, veteran guys, you know, maybe Vern Fiddler, and we've talked about Eric Cole, and a couple other guys might be useful. The team is on the last 20 games or so of the season. But there was nothing else to the third period. I mean, over you had the empty net goal.
Yeah, Frolik empty netter at 16:53. It was I didn't even notice the goal was empty, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, and then you had the late goal by Jason Demers. But, I mean, those are just, that's window dressing, as you say.
Yeah. 4-2 Jets final, as we mentioned. You look at the time on ice for the Jets, and I mean, you know, if your fourth line can't play any member of your... I mean, Jim Slater led the fourth line with 4 minutes and 57 seconds of ice time.
That's 2 minutes
of that shorthanded.
That's exactly right.
I mean, Klingberg plays 3:46 and Peluso plays 3:16. And it's not like your third line is...
And again, you know, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. And you're playing a Dallas team, Drew. That Sagan, obviously, that loss pushes everybody up a peg. And I know Wheeler's not playing and Perreault's not playing, but Sagan's better than both those guys. Not both of them combined, but he's better than both those guys.
That's right.
And the depth issues, I mean, the Jets' depth issues, obviously, the wings are an issue as well. Certainly are an issue. The problem the Jets are going to have is against Dallas tonight, you know, I mean, you played some young players, the guys that, you know, they're trying to get acclimated into their system and you know, Brett Ritchie's and guys like that. You're playing against St. Louis, who got handled by a Habs team. I think it's the second time this year they lost to the Habs. The Habs team tonight, so they're not going to be happy, sure. The Jets are obviously probably not going to be happy with the performance, but happy with the 2 points. But the issue is going to be the St. Louis will run you 1-4.
Right.
And so the Jets can't...
Mine's
really,
1-4.
Yeah, the Jets can't really run you 1-2 right now only. And like, I'm not trying to be funny. It's a 1-2. Then you got Lowry, obviously big goal tonight for the third line. But can the third... You're going to have to play the third line. And then can the fourth line... I mean, if you can't play a regular shift, that's fine. But you're going to play St. Louis, who's going to... I know you're not playing back-to-back, but St. Louis is going to be physical.
Sure.
Always are. I think L.A. on Sunday... So, and that...
Basically, when are the reinforcements coming, if they're coming?
That's the point. I mean, they have to come by Monday, obviously, because that's the deadline. But I'm saying they have to come by Monday is that he has to make a move. He has to be able to add to this group. And I agree with your comments on Saturday's show, and that if he doesn't make any move, he's showing no faith in the team. Because even a waiver claim is better than some, and with due respect, is better than some of the guys they're putting out there. You know, Derek Roy's, Mark Arcabello's, I'm not saying those guys are... Or world beaters by any means, but
they can give you 7, 8, 9 minutes a game.
Give you 6 minutes a game.
Sure, which is twice as much as you're getting out of your fourth line.
And your top line is going to, you know, your top line is going to wear down. And I'm not saying Little and Ladd were not as good in the second and third today because they're tired. That's not necessarily the case. But down the stretch,
The games get more heated and the action gets more physical.
I thought Michael Hutchinson was good tonight. I thought he was a little bit conservative in his style. I thought. Making sure he was square to the puck.
Well, less is more sometimes.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was an observation. I thought he played well. He was the first star. But as square to the puck, not as kind of...
Herky-jerky?
Yeah, or even not necessarily sloppy. I just thought a different... But tried to stay within himself a little bit more tonight. One thing you have to account for, Drew, Dallas, no traffic in front of the net.
No.
They're not a team that does that. So St. Louis and L.A., you know, I assume he'll play at least one of those games, if not both.
He comes back for saying, I think he's in that Thursday. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
How you deal with the traffic is going to be the next thing.
Also certainly helps his numbers and helps his cause. The Jets only took 3 penalties all game. There were only each team took 3 penalties.
It wasn't a physical game. There wasn't much to the game tonight.
No. And one of those penalties came when the Jets were already... it was a very short power play for the Stars at that point in time. So it all worked out for the Jets tonight. Not the greatest, most picture-perfect game, but a victory nonetheless for the Jets by a 4-2 margin. Next in action, of course, Thursday night against the St. Louis Blues. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 6 p.m. on TSN 1290 for NHL Midweek. For Dave Minuk and Ezra Ginsberg, who are getting audio from both the Jets and the Blues dressing room, for analyst Richard Pollock and producer Michael Remus, I'm your host, Drew Mindell. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.